G'day guys, Blaine Treadgold with you once again for the Far Post Perth, and welcome along to another week's edition of the Glory Report, where we'll bring you all this week's Perth Glory news and look ahead to this weekend's fixtures, which will see the Perth Glory men's team take on Wellington away on Sunday, as well as the fantastic top of the table women's team will travel to Adelaide. First, let's get into the news of the week. A bumper crowd of over 11,000 saw Perth Glory men's team edge out a depleted Adelaide United 1-0 on Saturday night, with Kenny Lowe reshuffling his team that saw Andy Keogh move out to the left, Diego Castro moving to a more central role, and Xavi Torres starting at centre-back. The home crowd had to wait until the second half, where a solitary goal to Andy Keogh saw the Glory over the line as he rose above the Adelaide defence and headed the ball home from a superb Mitch Mallier cross. After the match, coach Kenny Lowe had this to say about his team's performance.
Yeah, they deserved it. Enough chances to win two games. I think that. We had one shot, I think. So, with that pen, we got Keo from a couple, and then Tags has had a couple, and Chris's one bouncing around his angle. So, I thought we deserved it. It took a while to come, but when it came, it was quality. It was well worth waiting for, actually. Kept at it, and created opportunities where, you know, I thought we were good value for the win. The way it is, you know, we've got certain parameters. We've come at home, we've had like, I think they've had one shot on target. I think the crowd are so good here, and they create a hell of a lot of noise and really encourage the lads to go forward like early and quickly. Maybe sometimes we do that too often, it breaks down. If we have an extra pass to sustain the play a little bit more, it'd be good. But you can't fault them, we've created six clear chances, and another day you sat here saying they were superb. They played well. I think it's all right having the ball in midfield, but if you have one shot all game, maybe then you don't really control the game. You know, do we allow you to control the game?
Is that the setup you use? Do you think about?
I think it's certain times in certain games that those things happen. You just to adjust to the situation, you know, which we did do, and we come out second half and dominated and created chances and won the game comfortably. Well, maybe that was just the circumstances of the goal. A situation occurred that instant, and we got wide and we got a ball. And a super finish from Keel. Yeah, I thought the back four was superb. I think Shane Lowry was a rock. Xavi played really well. Granty was excellent. Neves was, you know, terrier-like defensively, you know. And the boys in front of them worked really hard. Keel on the left, Chrissy, and then Mitch on the right to not allow them opportunity. I think they were shooting from 25 yards, you know. I don't think it was... I can't remember Liam. Did Liam make a save?
Yeah.
Yeah, great save as well. Yeah, good save. So, you know, we're talking. We're in behind. We're tagged twice. We've got a pen. Keogh's had one from 2 yards. Chrissy Harrell's had one bouncing around his ankles from 3 yards. You know, at the end of the day, sometimes what do you want? You know, you can't please some people. What we thought with Cass is to get him central and get him on the ball a little bit more instead of being isolated. And then, which helps him when he doesn't have to defend so deeply. So, like Andy this week, sacrificed for the team, same as Granty, same as Xavi, which allowed us to, you know, change the shape a little bit. Well, I thought it worked because we created chances, you know. But moving forward, do you play two up top or do you play one in behind? It's a good problem to have, that we can be flexible, and the players have got a mindset to actually to do that as well, which is superb, you know. Yeah, it'd be nice to have a full 7 days every week in between a home game and an away game, not 6 games on the road. You know, really, 6 games on the road for us. I mean, whoever put that scenario in place is probably slightly retarded. You know, it's really difficult for us, our first 9 games. It's going to be tough, but it's a great challenge for us, something we will race to and hopefully do really well.
As much as that is a challenge, is it nice knowing that you do have a home game, a good run of home games to fall back on the avenue?
At the end of the season, when I'm yeah, that'd be good. As long as I'm still here, you know, yeah, that'd be super. Yeah.
After an up and down start, the Glory now sit in fifth position on the A-League table, and will look to go back to back wins as they take on the lowly Wellington Phoenix on Sunday afternoon. The Perth Glory women continued their unbeaten run to 2017, this time smashing Brisbane Roar 4-1. With superstar import Rachel Hill netting a hat-trick, taking her tally for the season to 5 goals in 2 starts. But it all wasn't good news for the Perth Glory girls, as midfielder Nikki Stanton suffered a broken arm and is likely to miss the next 6 weeks. So absolutely flying are our Glory girls, sitting at the top of the W League table, equal on points with Newcastle Jets. This weekend, they'll travel over to Adelaide, where they'll look to go 3 on the trot and continue their fantastic run of form. After the break, we'll have a look at the Perth Glory men's side that's due to travel over to Wellington to take on the Phoenix this Sunday.
You're listening to the Far Post Perth. We'll be back after this.
So the teams are in for Perth Glory's big trip over to Wellington. Take on the Phoenix. A few outs for Wellington Phoenix due to international duty. Michael McGlinchey and Andrew Durante, of course, will get pulled into that all-white side in their bid for a World Cup qualification. Scott Galloway comes in from injury. Dylan Fox is promoted. Marco Rossi returns from injury. And Logan Rogerson is promoted. For the Glory, it's a relatively unchanged kind of a lineup. Bolstering stocks come in, such as Jacob Poscolero and Joseph Mills, who have been promoted. Some late news that informed Glory striker Adam Taggart has apparently lipped off training and possibly suffering from a hamstring injury. It's not yet known whether he'll travel with the side. But you can catch all the action from that game from 11:30 a.m. Perth time. It's the early game on the Sunday. Head down to the Game Sports Bar. They'll be open for it. And you can get some pints in and enjoy the afternoon down there. Details of the women's kickoff are Adelaide United Women versus Perth Glory Women. That's an away game being played out at the Martin Sports Complex in Adelaide. It's a bit of a strange kickoff time. It's actually 2:20 p.m. on Friday. It's a little bit of a weird one, but you can catch that game on Fox Sports or Viceland if you've got a telly in the office or you've got nothing to do at an early knockoff on Friday afternoon. You can definitely check out the girls' game. Also, another massive match this weekend is the huge Socceroos World Cup qualifier. Lots been said in the week, but I think collectively everyone around Australia is just hoping the boys can get the job done and come back to Sydney and seal the deals and send us off to Russia. That'll do for another shorter edition of the Glory Report, but we'll be back with you next week as we head into the home game against the doubleheader against Melbourne Victory. But until then, check us out on social media. We're on Twitter and Facebook at The Far Post Perth. Check us out on Wooshka. You can get all our podcasts there if you want to go back and listen up. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and your favourite Android pod app. Until next time, enjoy your football.
The sky.